It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and has Alex been right all along? Oh gosh, I hate saying this, but she might have. A sociologist at the University of Utah has found that Americans who have only ever slept with their spouses are more likely to report being a very happy person in a very happy marriage. So they're saying might be the way to go. This is interesting. The lowest odds of marital happiness, which is about 13 percentage points lower than the other one-time partner people, belong to women who had 6 to 10 sexual partners in their lives. Researchers found that women with 0 to 1 previous sexual partners before they were married were the least likely to get divorced, with those with 10 or more were the most likely to have a relationship like a marriage fail.
I'm telling you what, I've been saying this from the beginning. One of the biggest reasons I feel like it just makes sense, at least for me, to wait till I'm married is you really don't know what you're missing. So if you're somebody that has never done the do and then you're married, you're not going to be thinking if it's bad or good or whatever. You're just like, you don't know. You have nothing to compare it to.
Yeah, your boyfriend, the Egyptian, might be the worst ever in the sack.
But
you'll
never
know.
But I think he's the greatest. I would never know
right.
The difference.
You're the best thing ever.
And then, yeah, you don't have those like, oh, I'm thinking of, you know, the one that got away because I keep thinking about how good that person was in bed and all those different types of things. I believe this research because anyone that I know, and I grew up in a very evangelical household, but anyone that I know that also has waited till they're married has only had rave reviews. I haven't heard anyone of my friends that has waited complain to me about it.
Yeah, the second theory is kind of what you're hitting on right here. It's called the not knowing what you're missing thing. And if you were a virgin or really close to it before marriage, you might not have had that many relationships to compare to the current one. For example, you won't get wishful about maybe that big hunky guy that got away.
That's what I'm saying.
All those different things. So you'll be happy whoever that person is, which is not a bad thing. I'm not going to mock that this morning. I think that's pretty interesting. To be fair, this is coming out of Utah, which, well,
it is it's Mormon country.
What do you think about this Live the Web girl? Do you think, do you have any friends that are, kind of one guy girls or no?
Do I know any virgins? I know I have a friend who's only slept with one guy before.
What do you think? Do you think that her satisfaction is higher than other friends of yours who haven't only been with one person? Or do you think no?
No, not at all. She's actually struggled more to date than any other person I've known. And she dated that guy for 5 years and they were having sex, but they were dating for 5 years that they knew exactly what the other person wanted.
Yeah.
That I think she's going to have a really hard time going into a relationship with someone kind of starting from the beginning.
But that's interesting because what you're saying is, though, is that she was the one person. She was happier because he knew exactly what she wanted. Now she's with someone else and it's harder because she's comparing them to him, right?
No, she's not with someone else. She's not with anyone else.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Trying to find somebody, though,
yeah,
that in her mind isn't good.
Well, I don't know about in bed because she's not in bed with them.
Gotcha.
But also, the sex was good in her relationship, but their relationship was absolute dog poo.
Right.
So,
yeah, I mean, wouldn't anybody prefer like a better emotional relationship compared to the good, flipping pancakes?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I
think this study
that,
is like, mostly talking about sexual partners, dating. But I think this is really an interesting study.
I'm hoping Lindsay feels that way. I don't know my wife's number, but I hope I'm her dreamboat. I'm hoping I'm the big romance novel hunky guy. This is really interesting. You can let us know if you agree with this or what you think. Give us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.